Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Sense and Sika. Your girl was down bad. Last week, I was so sick. I had fever, chills, nausea, couldn't eat, congestion, you name it. Anything that could hit. It wasn't COVID. I don't know if it was some kind of virus, but I was really so unwell. And it just made me think how if we do not take the time to rest intentionally, our bodies will force us. By fire, by force, you will sit down and rest. I had to cancel my weekend plans. I had a bunch of other things to do during the week as well that I wasn't able to accomplish. And it was just a reminder that I am not a robot. Things happen that are out of your control. You can have a perfectly planned schedule, but if your body physically cannot handle the stress, you need to be able to rest and just recover. And it's just a reminder that rest is not a reward. It is not a treat or a dessert. It is a necessity of life. God gives rest to his children. Take the time out of your day to plan your rest. Figure out time to turn off your phone, grab a book and just read. Find ways to infuse resting and not always feeling pressure to be so productive all the time. It's very important. And if you don't do it, your body and your health will force you to do it and you're not gonna like it. So when I was planning out today's episode, I wanted to loop in some examples of everyday people who truly embody what it is like to be a Black woman, an immigrant woman working in these corporate or workspace environments. And the first person who came to my mind was Dr. Claudine Gay. If you're not familiar with Dr. Claudine Gay, she was the 30th president of Harvard University, and she was also the first Black woman president of Harvard as well. I remember when her inauguration was announced, I was so excited. Like, wow, the first Black woman president of an Ivy League school, the 30th president, what an amazing feat. And you can't help but think of all the challenges that she had gone through just to reach that point. And that was back in the summer of 2023 when she was appointed to president. Dr. Claudine is also the daughter of Haitian immigrants, and she built her career in academia. And this is no small academia. I'm talking Ivy after Ivy. She started at Princeton. She went to Stanford. She has won prizes for her thesis in economics and research. She moved on to become a tenured professor at Stanford, where she had published research, and she also won the prize for the best political science dissertation of her year group. And then from there, in the last 10 years or so, she had moved back to Harvard, where she became the Dean of Social Sciences, and she tackled many different initiatives. 2022 was what really brings her story to the limelight. We're at a crossroads where the Harvard president announces his resignation. Abruptly, he says that I'm done, I'm resigning in 1 year's time, which brings us to the summer of 2023. So Dr. Claudine is elected, and she takes position in July of 2023. And within a few months, things started to take a turn. So in October of 2023, just a few months ago, she had faced a lot of criticism for not adequately condemning the Hamas attacks based on the media and her colleagues' liking. So they did not like her response, and that triggered an entire witch hunt. Now, I want to pause right there, right? Because I just gave you guys this woman's rap sheet. Her resume is thick. Her resume is dripping to the point where she is the first Black woman president of Harvard University. We see time and time again that Black women are not afforded any type of grace in the workplace. We carry everything on our back. We have to hold everything together. And the minute that we show that we're human, or the minute that we fall outside of people's ideal picture of who they want us to be, it becomes an unraveling. Because of her unsatisfactory commentary at that press hearing, her own subordinates started to have an uprising within Harvard. They were calling for her resignation. Over 500 professors were demanding that she is removed from her position. And this woman so graciously apologized for her commentary. She maintained her innocence. Oddly enough, at this point, the university was actually backing her. They said that, you know, it's okay. She's apologized. She's done nothing wrong. She still deserves to be on post. Why did this turn into a whole witch hunt? And to me, it really shows how somebody's always waiting for a Black woman to mess up. It doesn't matter how perfect, how qualified we are. They're just waiting. Waiting. And it can create so much anxiety and stress because, again, we are human beings. So like I said, she apologized for her commentary, maintained her innocence, but these people were not done. It just set off an extensive witch hunt between November and December of 2023. If you're in academia, you know that one of the worst things that somebody can accuse you of is plagiarism. These are people who do research and publish their research and do thesis, and you have dissertations. People who really take the time and dedicate their life to researching and writing. So for you to come and accuse somebody of plagiarism is like a total slap in the face and disrespect of all of their hard work and efforts. And that is exactly what happened to Dr. Claudine Gay. It became a whole circus of people on the internet digging into her past dissertations and her thesis, looking through her published work, poring through, trying to find incorrectly cited terms and phrases that she has used. And still this woman took the high road. Hey, Dr. Claudine, I don't know what this woman has gone through just between October and December. I cannot imagine. Every step of the way, they're trying to undermine this woman. She graciously conceded to this witch hunt. And she even took it a step further and said that she will get a third party to review her writings. And keep in mind, we are talking about researched and published papers that she has done 10 plus years ago. This is how petty and wicked people are. She announced her resignation top of the year, January 2nd, 2024. Not that long ago, just a few weeks ago. I just hope that wherever Dr. Claudine Gay is, she is in peace. These people bullied her nonstop for 4 months. She has the shortest tenure of any Harvard president. Is it a coincidence that it is the first Black woman? I think not. Not a slightest chance. Waiting for somebody to mess up is a feeling that I think a lot of Black women can understand. Like when you step into a new role and you are expected to know everything, and the minute you don't know something, it's like you're not paying attention, or are you really qualified to be in this role? And it can take such a huge toll on you. And on top of that, you always have to be hyping yourself up constantly, building up your own self-confidence, because you know that everybody out here is a shark and they're always looking for ways to undermine you. And I find it very interesting that the first thing that they went after was plagiarism. They just had to undermine her and find a way to totally discredit her entire career and make her seem that she is incapable of being a professional and definitely incapable of holding this position. And she wrote a note to the staff that she was just very upset about how things were handled and that she didn't want anything to be implied that, you know, she's incapable of doing her job, and she resigned. And frankly, I can't see any other way in which this could have gone or ended in a better way. At a certain point in time, Black women, we need to understand when to protect ourselves. Look at how much chaos ensued just within 2 months, from October to December of 2023. Digging into her past, your subordinates are creating an uprising, an upheaval, calling for your resignation 3 months into the job. You barely know your left from right at that point. I always tell people, choose you, oh, choose you. The systems that be, they will function without you. They will plow through you. They will break you down. And at the end of it, they'll come and blame you and say that it's you to you. You are not qualified. Who asked you? Shift. And that is exactly what they did to Dr. Claudine. So wherever she is now, I hope that she finds rest. I hope that she is confident that she made the best decision for herself to resign. I hope that she stands with her head held high, that she handled herself as best as she could. She absolutely did an outstanding job in terms of how she carried herself. I admire her so much because it's heavy. So Black woman, please choose you at all times. You need to make sure that your confidence comes from within. Don't ever put your self-confidence in the hands of people who are so fickle, who can just switch up on you in a blink of an eye because of something seemingly insignificant to you, but it will just blow up because of the mere fact that you're a Black woman and you're in this same space as them. Please be gentle with yourself. Know when to tap out. Know when to call it quits. Know when to choose you. Preserve your mental health. Preserve your mind. Preserve all of the hard work that you have done to build your career up until this point, and learn how to take a step back and have perspective. Dr. Claudine said, I cannot come and kill myself. You guys are already doing too much in just a couple of months' time. Imagine the next year, 2, 3, 4 years is going to be hell because you people already hate me immediately. And I just started. So this one, take it. I'm going to resign and I'm going to have my peace of mind and my dignity all intact. Oh, man. Dr. Claudine Gay. So anyway, I really wanted us to talk about how the game done changed in 2024. Listen, I feel like so much of the corporate, working, healthcare, you name it, anything that has to do with work has totally changed, especially since COVID. And I think that there have been so many changes to the workplace that I wanted to create this space to sit down and actually talk about it and acknowledge it. Because what we thought was true or the things that used to work, such as the networking, the mixers, the this and the that, we're not seeing a lot of that anymore. So you have to be very strategic and move differently about your career. I want to say that everything has changed. Nowhere is cool. Things have totally transformed. People are working remotely. They're commuting less. There has been a lot of layoffs within tech and across different industries, even for very skilled workers. There's a big lack of clarity in the workforce now. Job descriptions are not clear. It seems that a lot of people are in quote unquote toxic work environments and they just don't know their left from right. There's no guidance, there's no training, there's no onboarding. And people are not acknowledging this shift and it's making everyone more and more miserable. So I wanted to give you guys some tips and mindsets to consider when navigating this new work environment. The first thing you guys need to remember is that you alone are solely in charge of your career. Not your manager, not your friends, not your network. You are in charge of your career. Gone are the days when it's like, oh, you do a job for a year or two, your manager says you do an amazing job, and then they, you know, create a new role for you, or oh, so-and-so is leaving the company or moving to a new role. You can step into their position and start shadowing them so you have 4 months of experience before you officially step into the role. Those days are gone. You are thrown into the fire. Your manager is stressed. Your manager hates being a manager on top of that. So the fact that a lot of us are more familiar with the, oh, your manager should be helping to advance your career, I think we need to delete that from our mind. That is not a reality anymore. And I think it causes a lot of strain on manager relationships too, because these managers don't be knowing what they're doing. Secondly, we are seeing a lot of social work events change, right? Because of COVID, everything was shut down. We've gone virtual. Companies are trying to save money. They're not doing their mixers anymore or the happy hours. You have to get creative with how you build relationships at work. And one tip that I always say is that even if you hate your job, you're in the most toxic work environment, try to make a friend with at least one person who you're cool with, that you can keep in touch with, and go on from there. Just try and find one person. They don't need to know your whole life, but just on a professional level that can vouch for the work that you do, that is cool with you, and keep it pushing. You need to put yourself first. You are in charge of your career. You have to be very decisive about what you want, and you have to build out your career and your life the way you want. What if you decided that you want to be a jack of all trades? You can do it. Nothing is stopping you. Now, people are jumping all over. If I want to be in healthcare tomorrow, I will be in healthcare tomorrow. And then from there, I'm going to join a hair care company. And then from there, hey, maybe I want to be on the board of some food companies. People are just going crazy. And I think we can really take advantage of that, especially in a world that loves to pigeonhole Black people. You're able to really be decisive about how you want your career to look, how you want your resume to look, and act accordingly. So really take the time to think about what you want in your career. You are in charge of your career. You can call the shots and you can build out how you want your career to look over time. Number two, this is something I repeat all the time, but this is important. If you're going to survive this chaotic, unstable job economy, you need to think of your job as a business agreement. I know that can get controversial, especially if, you know, you love your job or you're comfortable in your career. You have to remember that at the end of the day, your employment is a contract. You have the knowledge, the tools, the background, and your company has a need. You are there to fill their need on a contractual basis. And I think a lot of us forgot that because, you know, pre-COVID, the jobs used to be cushy and fun, full of perks, snacks in the lobby, bring your dog to work day. And now that a lot of that has been rolled back and eliminated through the last few years, it's becoming more and more clear that, oh, this is transactional. And I think that's fine. In a way, it's going back to the basics so that you are very clear that I am here to execute X, Y, and Z. These are the things that I want to achieve in this role or in this company while I'm here. After I have achieved those things, I'm out. I'm on to the next thing. Because at the end of the day, as we've seen time and time again, these companies will lock you out of your computer, lay you off, and not even think twice. So you need to maximize the length of time of your agreement and make sure that you are accomplishing the things that you want to do. I always say that work is mutual. These employers are not doing you a favor by hiring you. If anything, you're filling a need that they have. You have options. You always have options. And kind of rewiring your brain to think more in terms of a contract or a business agreement, it may take some time, especially if you're coming from a work environment that was fun, right? Like you had all the perks, you had all the cushy stuff. But at the end of the day, remember that you need to work on building a plan for yourself and your life. And if at any point in time, the terms of the agreement that you wanted are either fulfilled or you feel like your company is not upholding parts of what your expectations were, you are free to go. You are not in jail. You are not a prisoner. You are free to move around. So just remember that this is a business transaction and an agreement. Take a step back and assess your work situation accordingly. The third thing you really need to be careful of and remember is that you have to pick up the red flags early. The red flags now with these jobs, I don't know even where to start on this matter. Crazy job descriptions. They want you to have 12 years of experience. They want your firstborn child. They want you to shave your hair and donate it to science. They want you to come in 8 of the 7 days of the week. Like, what is this? What is the actual job? They want everything from you. People are also having horrible interview experiences. That is a huge red flag. You don't have a defined process. You don't know how many interviews you're doing. A lot of people are getting things like cases where you have to create a whole slide presentation. And frankly, I think that people are just stealing candidates' ideas. Because what are you doing with all of these slides and presentations? Go through the different job sites. There's levels, the FI, things like Glassdoor, Indeed. Search these companies. Even go on TikTok. Search. People will tell you the truth. You know TikTok. Everybody is okrom out there. If the job descriptions are unclear, red flag. Your interview process, unclear. Not sure when it's going to end. Do I have 3 interviews or 20? I don't know. Red flag. The company has general bad reviews, especially more recently. Red flag. They've started to do a whole lot of layoffs, but at the same time, they're hiring. That's weird. You have to pick up on the red flags. No one is going to do that for you. And if you're always operating from a place of desperation, you're going to miss a lot of these red flags, man. You will miss them because you're just so dead set on, you know, getting to the next role, getting to the next job. If you're in a role too that is turning out to be a bit of an unclear, unsatisfactory situation, you also need to know what your limits are and you need to know when to leave. You have to spot the red flags that are your cue to go. It may not be for somebody else, but if you see things like a lot of constant change within leadership, to me, that's a huge red flag. They're always playing chess. Someone is shuffling around constantly. There's poor decision-making coming from the top, and soon the chaos is going to trickle down to everybody else. You need to know the red flags, peep them early, and decide on how you want to proceed, Is this something that I just wait it out for a bit? Or do I leave as soon as possible? What is my plan? Like, always have a plan, because in this job economy right now, things can change very quickly overnight. No particular company is stable right now. Things can change very fast. And what makes a company unstable to you might work out well in somebody else's favor. So again, you have to assess your own personal situation. Another thing to remember is that you have to do the work. You have to put in the time to invest in your career. In this current environment, I was talking about how somebody can go from, you know, being in the tech industry to the beauty industry to the food industry, but that comes with depth of knowledge. You know how to talk, how to spin your story, how to tell your career story so that it makes sense. You have to do the work and invest in your career. You have to sometimes stick it out for in a job that you may not necessarily like, but you know it's strategic. You know that it's going to give you the skills that you need to get to where you're going. I am the first person to tell you, if you're in a bad situation, leave that job. Leave that job. But if you're trying to make strategic moves and you know that where you're at right now is beneficial to you and to the long-term trajectory of your career, thug it out. Do the needful. Do what you have to do to get ahead. Have a long-term vision. And please take the time to invest in your career, because nobody is going to do these things for you. Nobody's going to tell you that, okay, you finished school. Why don't you go for a certification within your field that makes it seem like, you know, you've beefed up your resume, you know what you're talking about, you have the experience, so that when people are interacting with you, A, you feel way more confident because you know you put in the work. You know that you are that girl, you are that guy. And secondly, it just puts you a cut above the rest. Go for it. Please do the work. Invest in your self, invest in your career, because when I tell you some of the crazy interviews that people have been going on, there's a lot of people trying to fake it till they make it. And what it's doing is it's pissing off people who have done the work in their careers, who are running these interviews. So you know that your background is in, let's say, nursing. Why the heck are you trying to apply for a cloud engineer position just because you took a AWS certification? They will weed you out so fast. Don't be bussing all over the place. Your career trajectory doesn't make sense. You look like you're unserious. You've not invested time into your career. And then you're just wasting everybody's time. If you don't show a genuine interest in the field in which you're entering, or for the role that you're applying, or that you've already done the work, you have the receipts to show that you're capable of the job, it's going to be very difficult for you to navigate this current job market. People don't like the e-course junkies. You're always collecting a new e-course, a new certificate, but it doesn't show any enrichment or depth of knowledge. It's like you're just doing random stuff. And if I'm asking you to talk and tell me about your certification and how it has impacted your career, you can't tell me. It's actually making you look unserious. What is your niche? What are you actually good at? What do you want to do? Do the real work, because trust me, people are sniffing out the fake resumes, the fake interviewers. They're over it. And lastly, please remember that you are capable. You are fully capable of doing your job. You're capable of creating the life that you want. You are capable. God is with you. It doesn't matter what anybody says. I think right now a lot of people are very miserable. The economy is hard. People are going through things in their relationships at home, and they tend to use work as an escape to bully and be miserable and just project evil pronouncements for no reason. Don't let anybody tell you that you're bad at your job or undermine you or try and make you feel like you don't know your stuff or you're not good at something. You're going to come up against a lot of that. And please make sure that you're doing the work to really enrich your soul, encourage yourself, speak life into yourself, and know that no matter what anybody says to you, you are where you are at because you know your stuff. You are good at your job. Don't let anybody talk to you anyhow. Celebrate yourself. Celebrate your accomplishments. You've overcome so much to get to where you have been. I'm very big on celebrating yourself because trust me, the same accolades that these people will give you when you do something that works in their favor, they'll use that same mouth to tear you down right now, 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 now. It will shock you. So don't put your self-confidence in the hand of people who are very funny, very fickle. Once they feel like you're living for their applause, they will just be switching up on you every other week. Know within yourself that you're capable, you can do it, you are favored, you are graced for it. Celebrate yourself and know that you can make it. I was telling somebody that every stage of life is a transition, right? If you're in your first job, that's still a transition. You went from having no job or looking for a job to your first job. And if you've been in the workforce for a while, this is also not your first role or position, either in your company or in general. Life is constantly full of changes, and you would not have been afforded these different opportunities if you were incapable. So even when you get into these roles and you're so excited and you may make a mistake here or there, that doesn't undermine you or make it so that you're incapable of doing your job. Cast that thing out of your mind right now. You have what it takes to build the life and to build the career that you really want. So that's all for today. I'm going to go and do a steam with Aboniki Balm, hoping that I feel better. Guys, please go ahead and send any of your work questions or work dilemmas to senseandsika@gmail.com. For the next episode, I would love to do some Q&A questions and just make some responses to those. But I hope this episode was helpful for you all. And I will see you all in the next one. Bye.